Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast live. Just before we get into it, say thank you for joining us. Like and subscribe if you already haven't. We've had a few subscribers this week, and that's absolutely fantastic. It is fully interactive, as Trina has done here. She's put evening, lads, and you can do that by commenting on what platform you are watching on, and we'd love you to get involved. We're going to be talking about the great win last week against Ebbsfleet, previewing Woking at home and Halifax away on Bank Holiday Monday, and also the Boob Heed quiz. And we've got a lot of other things to go into it. So I'm going to quickly say thank you to our sponsors, firstly, and our partners here. So is it, still point the wrong way. No, hang on. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm an idiot, but our sponsors are not Northern Print Solutions and our partners at Patrick Team Wear. As you can see, we're all decked out in our Patrick gear. And also as well, before we go any further, subscribe. There we go. And leads me to bring in the boys. How he is doing?
Good evening.
Evening. Oh, yeah. Mickey started with a buzz there. Mickey, you seem happy.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to Mickey. I'm kidnapped, and we've got the wrong person here on the show.
I know. I think it must be wind.
It must be. we've got a lot of the messages coming in. Joey has put greetings from West Peterborough. We've got Safe Heed Army. We've got Sean Parry. Good evening, everybody. Patrick Story, evening all. They're all coming in. The Waldens, there we go. Boiler Sports, David Tron. Well, thank you very much. Everyone else keeps sending their messages in. Lads, not a bad week. Eh? Another win.
That's why Mickey's smiling.
It is. A lot of growth. So I tell you what, we'll get it on. And we'll play the game. So look at that. Beautiful goals in this game.
And Stephen commentary Wood, ruined it for me.
Oh yeah, commentary probably did ruin it. But I mean, look at that. I said in commentary, how much room Kenton Richardson was getting was just ridiculous. He just kept striding forward with it. And
he had two goals at this, didn't he?
There you go. He had two bites at it, and then look at this. Here it comes. There we go.
Beautiful.
I still think it would have went in without the deflection, you know. I think he had hit it sweetly enough. But great to see him score. I'd even said to Mark at the start of the game, he was one of them players that would be hoping to put a good performance on, maybe get back in the England C. And then he pops up and does this. And a lovely way to start the game.
Yeah,
fantastic way to start the game.
Yeah. I thought it's good for him as well. Go on to Mickey.
Yeah. Oh, I thought Kenton was fantastic all the way through the game. I couldn't understand why this. I mean, for me, he would have, but I mean, Wern got the man the match before he got his hat trick goal. But Wern was instrumental in a lot of good things. In fact, it was a good team performance, to be fair.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Ebbsfleet weren't a bad side either.
No, they weren't. They played very similar to us. They like to build from the back, and both sides had to be, you know, fully on it. And Gator just kept wearing them down and got the opened the spaces. But I mean, one thing I will go about, I don't know if you noticed it, Mickey, in the home stand there was a bit of argy bargy near us, to be honest, near the commentary to start on the other side of where you were. People arguing and shouting why we're passing it round the back, and then other fans getting involved. And I'm like, well, if you're frustrated now, why are you only just coming up with it now? We've been doing it for years. This is the way, you know, we're going to play. Yes, there's an acceptable risk, but look at this. There you go. You know what I mean? That's as long as we don't do mistakes like that too often, then it'll be all right. But, yeah, I mean, even Greg Ollie was getting involved saying this is the process, you know, and stuff. But can you understand people's frustrations at the way we play?
Yes, I can, actually.
Yep.
Yeah,
I certainly can, because there wasn't as many people down Dagenham, and they've seen what happened in the last two games, probably at Hartlepool and Boreham Wood, where we've been caught by being slow on the ball. But second half, wow. I can understand why people are getting a bit tetchy, because the game, you could see the game opening up, and we were there. If we'd moved it quicker, you felt as if you could get it at them, which we did with the second goal.
The thing is, you've got to be skilled to be able to pull off something like we do, like at the back. Oh, and of course, the only way you can get better at it is if we do it more, you know, actually play the system, you know, and the keeper's obviously very comfortable, isn't he? In fact, he's like a sweeper. Like, we joke sweeper keeper, but
acceptable risk by the management team. They're happy with the way that we do the build up. It opens more chances than what it does calamity, so to speak. Yeah. We are free scoring at the moment, and I suppose if you keep that attitude of we score more than them, we'll be all right. But there is going to be games where we have to knuckle down and not mess around at the back. I mean, we spoke about it last week. You know, the goal that we gave with Dagenham was shocking. But 4-1 winners. Right. Well, we can't be too unhappy with our brand of football.
Oh, God, no. The highlights, by the way, don't show their keeper pulled off a couple of good saves in the first half as well.
Yeah, some amazing saves Cousins pulled off. You know, I mean, he had that calamitous moment at the back, which, you know, was a bit reminiscent of us the other week. I mean, he really did save the graces at times. But this is beautiful. Dananga's pass here. Beautiful. Look at the weight of that.
Look at that.
Davey, have a look at your intro.
Yeah.
On the show. And look at the tactics board. It looks very similar to the way that goal was scored.
Well, where do you think they got it from? That's all I'm saying. I'm gonna change some tactics. I am the secret master behind gated tactics. But I only say that when we're winning. When we're losing, they're not my tactics.
Are you Dr. Evil?
Is that my little mini me here? Yeah, well, little Adam Campbell, he's still with us.
Little Adam.
But yeah, hey, Adam. We're talking about the tactics about people moan about. I'll not say the word that gets used. Playing at the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. When have we ever been any good when we lump it forward? We have never. As long as I've been watching Gated, if we start lumping the ball, we are in trouble.
Yeah. Viva passing at the back, says Johnny Gray. We've got Evening Lads embracing the vision. Thank you very much for joining us. Pointless Sports said he thought the penalty was a bit harsh. That must be their penalty that they missed. He seemed to
rule over. I think both penalties were harsh.
You've got a hand to it if you watch it.
I've watched it loads and loads of times, and I still think Wern's looking for it.
Well, you know, we got it.
Well, I'm going to take it. I'm certainly going to take it, but I thought their penalty was an absolute. It was diabolical.
Yeah. I think there was a moment in the game when the referee got a little bit card happy. I felt he wasn't in control of the game. But you know, we've got a rule with it, take it how it comes. It's the same for both sides. But going back to your point there, Mickey, about if we lump the ball up, we've always been a good passing side. Doesn't matter when we've been a poor side, we've always tried and passed it. And I think on that pitch, you have to do that. If you don't use at your disposal, then I think you're more fooled yourself. Because yes, you can understand I don't want to. I haven't seen their pitch in many years, but you know, a Frickley Athletic who maybe do go along because it's a bit of a bobbly pitch. Yeah, that's not going to suit us. But if we pass it around, we know it's going to suit us better. So yeah, you play to what you've got, and we've got decent lads at the minute and a decent pitch. Ken Webster's put evening all. Hope you're all okay from Craig Hilton. So keep them coming in. Apparently, David, you're our evil mastermind. Don't say that, because if anything goes wrong, it's all going to be blamed on me. Also, as well, we need a little update on last week. Steely, how is Tinks the Puffin?
Tinks the Puffin, it went to sea yesterday. It was released yesterday. It got to its weight. It had to do. Off it went in happy days. I've still got two left, mind, but that's another matter.
He says that, but it was a Viking funeral.
on the barbecue.
Yeah,
I was going to say, dinner was good tonight.
Well, we are going to have the Boo Pig quiz because Davey, you might not know this, he's partners on the island and he's kind of romantic sunset proposal live on the podcast. So,
I don't think so.
All eyes, I tell you. I just want to know. I'm going to distract from this. I'm just going to ask. Are Gated fans happy? Are we happy at this moment in time with what's going on and what? And where we are, and the games we've won, obviously, and have lost as well. Are we happy?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Well, I am.
If we get another 4 points from the next two games, I'll be extremely happy. Because I have sat, me and Hebby have both said about 11 points after the first six games, I think it was.
Bloody hell.
If we can get 11 points out of that, then we'll be on a good thing. Oh, man.
We're talking about
I'd gladly take a draw against Woking as long as we can beat Halifax at long bloody last.
We're not going to do that, man. We're not getting beat Halifax, man. It was last century when we last beat them. Anyway, keep going, Davey. Sorry.
Look, we've got people here saying that they're delighted right now. Very
good.
We've got so buzzing for the lads so far. Since what we got here, we've got. Saw the highlights yesterday. Looks like another great performance. Wern could easily have had a double hat trick. He definitely, he was flying, wasn't he? He was just finding the space. It goes in two games. So what's to complain about? Exactly. That's a cynical Gated fan finding something, isn't it? We've got here. We'll be watching the Oldham game on Sky. Can't wait. It's not. It's on TNT. I know I'm just being pedantic. We've got here Mickey Dave still needs to do the Bond suit.
Yes, he does.
Another £5 off. That's £12 in 2 weeks, everybody.
Skinny Dave. Jay Forsyth, by the way, is my nephew. So well done, Jay.
Well done, Jay. That looks like some real talent, going to be confident going in any game. Well, hopefully it is. Right, we have the titty quiz coming up. Because Davey cannot be here too long, so we're going to get in. Obviously, I haven't had a chance to change the highlights this week, the intro to it, but here we are, the Boopied quiz. We'll be back in a second.
Now it's time for Mickey v Steely in what has been named the most anticipated battle. Get ready for the Boopied quiz,
and you can play along at home as well. So I'm just going to turn my camera off and disappear. So there we go.
Look, thanks.
The clash of the titans here.
One of the things I'm absolutely useless at is recognizing faces. So back in the mid 2000s, can you remember? Well, can you remember Friends? You know Friends. You know the English actress. It was Ross's girlfriend.
Yes. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Aye, absolutely. So I was chatting to this lass on the Farne Islands, and she was asking about puffins and all this kind of stuff. And about 20 minutes she left, and then all the wardens came up to us and were like, "Do you know who that was?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't a clue." And it was such and such from Friends. I was like, "Oh, okay." Just
wasn't in Cold Feet as well.
What, sorry?
She was in Cold Feet as well, like the English.
Oh, she was, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Anyway, here we go. Come on.
Getting to the Boopied quiz this week. I think it's a bit easier. I think this one will be easier for you. But what easier. I will do is okay. Is that these are all in the fairy tale.
Oh,
so they'll be princes or princesses. They're all Gated players or ex-Gated players.
Mickey, do you fancy being a princess?
Well, no,
I've always wanted to be a princess.
I will let you know, neither of you
you're charming, especially.
Where is the first one?
Oh,
so my. Who is that?
I have it. Come on. This is absolutely. Any suggestions, anybody? Could someone send some suggestions in? Let's have a little look. Oof. So what's it's a current player, basically, yeah?
Yes.
Current one.
Current player.
Are you going first, Steely, am I?
Well, I'm lost off completely. I'm not.
I'm going to go on Ed Francis.
Ed Francis, yeah, it's a good show. I was going to go with Wern, but we did Wern last week, didn't we?
doesn't mean it can't be done again.
There's... I know, but yeah, you could imagine Davey. It's not Greg Ollie, is it? Let's go for Ollie, randomly.
Okay, so you're going Greg Ollie, or two? Yeah.
I said Ed Francis.
Ed Francis. Well, it was Luke.
Oh, I was going to see Hannon, and I went,
Nil nil at the minute.
I was going to see Hannon. No, I was thinking, no, I'll not be Hannon.
I've missed an N out Hannon there. Apologies.
I didn't believe I've done that.
This is the next one. Who is this?
It's your turn again.
It's yours, because I said Ollie first.
All right. Down the git.
I mean, it makes no difference. We're not getting the Mickey, so, you know.
Plays that as well, like.
Davey's obviously. Yeah, see, I might stick with Ollie again. Yeah.
Well, Ollie?
Who are you going for, the Mickey?
Well, I can't choose Ollie, can I? So, nah. I'm probably 1-0 down, but I'm going to go with Kenton.
Kenton, well, it's 1-0 to, there we go, 1-0 to Davey. Oh, now, who's going first on the next one?
Me? No. I'll go first, because he's got all
these. Very easy.
Hey, Dave, you've got far too much time on your hands.
Who's this?
I'm hoping that's Ben Clark.
I was going to say Ben Clark straight away. It's got to be Ben Clark, surely. Louis Story. Let's go Louis Story.
So who are you going for, Mickey?
Ben Clark.
Oh, well, it's 1-1 now. Look at that. Yeah.
It had to be as soon as it came on.
It's 1-1 at the moment after three. This is the next one. This is one of the ladies' players. Who is that?
Go on, Mickey, go for it. No, come on, first Dion.
It's Dion.
Do you want to have a guess?
Steely? I have no idea. Sorry, no, go on.
It is. It's Dion. Well, look at that. Tell you what.
But turn it round. All right. Mickey turned it round.
Here's the next one here.
I did have an advantage there, to be fair.
Can you level it and take it to a tie?
Yeah. I think I know who this is as well.
Do you?
I think so.
What do you see in it? That hair? I could be
completely wrong.
No, I don't know. McBride. Let's go for McBride. No, I've no idea.
Yeah, you think you're going McBride?
I'll go McBride,
I was going to say McBride.
Yeah.
It
could be anyone, Miggy.
I think it's McBride personally, but...
I'd be a killer if it... Yeah.
I think I'm done for, but I'll say Louis Story.
Well, I tell you what, neither of yous are right. A lot of people in the chat got it right, though. It was Wern.
Holding the ball.
Bloody hell.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was
great.
The lack of a beard.
So, Steely, you're the boob heed this week.
Well, so, isn't that good? Yeah. Dion saved. Is that what happens when you go and watch the ladies' football, you see?
There you go. But I tell you, I've got a little visitor here. You going to say hello?
Hello. Hello, Jack.
You going to say hello, everybody?
Hi.
Hi, there we go. I'm staying up late tonight because it's the holidays. So I'll just put
that fantastic.
He's joining me on the podcast. Now, it didn't go to a tiebreaker, right? But we do have one that we can throw out to people.
Is it a tough one? Please be a hard one.
said the vicar. Right. 1 second. And who is this?
I know who it is, I think.
I've got an idea as well.
We'll see if anyone gets it in the chat. Trina says hello. You want to say hello, Trina?
Hi,
there we go. So if everyone wants to have a guess who that is, they're coming in, the guesses here.
Yeah, we go. I reckon that's the answer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Everybody's. I think I've made this one too easy. Yes, everyone's saying Mark. 1 second, what do you want to say?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who it is? Well, it is. It's Mark Carruthers. There we go. You look better with makeup and a tash. I'll have to tell him.
Have you sent him that, or is he watching this?
No, I haven't. He might be watching this, and he'll probably be very angry at that. He was quite angry with on Saturday because him and his daughter made some beautiful brownies, but because I'm so hard on my diet, I was like, I refused it, and he got quite offended. And then I offered it to Charlotte Potts, and she had it, so there we go. Yeah, so new profile picture for Mark. Yeah, we'll have to see if that is. But also as well, we've got some other pictures that's been sent into us. But Mickey, would you like to warm the larynx? You have a birthday to say.
Oh, have I?
Tracy Wilson, it was her birthday this week.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tracy. Happy birthday to you.
Is he a good singer? Yeah, really. I think yeah.
I should have done it in the style of New Model Army. To be fair, she likes New Model Army, Tracy. So
God, I've knocked me the end off me, Mike. That's not what you want. But yeah. She's on holiday.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
Up in the wild.
Happy birthday.
I think out in the Outer Hebrides, and she sent me some pictures because she's took Dave Allen on tour. This is what everyone should do on their holidays. So I've got a little banner. This is where she's been. This is what you put. She sent this to us. There we go. I think we've been, when we've remembered the flag, they've been to Lewes, Stornoway, Derby, Littleborough, Benaway, and North East, which apparently I think she's there now and she's been in a pub. So she was dying for our birthday wish, she said to us. But these are the pictures of Tracy on tour with Dave Allen. So there we are.
Hey,
rumor has it she was skinny dipping at this point, but put the flag up for modesty. There we go. That we heard she was streaking at this game. at Goat Hill, that's a good name for a gated ground, isn't it?
Yes,
we've got another one. There she is, there next to a fire with a net on it. The midges must be barred up there this time of year.
She's took up beekeeping.
No, the midges are terrible on the west side, yeah.
Awful. And there we are. Look at that. She's took them everywhere.
Everywhere. And there's a beautiful part of the world.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Look at that. That looks beautiful. Like tropical water, that, doesn't it? Looks sea.
Looks like she's got a big pair of big Davy underpants on.
Doesn't it? Davy Allen Y fronts.
I got it.
There we go.
That looks a little bit cool.
When I went on the boat on holiday, and the sea was pitch black.
The sea was pitch black. Jack went on a tour boat, the Puffin Cruise at Amble today. So he went around the island, didn't you?
Wow! Did you see any seals?
When I was coming back, I seen the water, and I looked. I looked at the back of the boat and I seen it. And the water was like oil.
The water was like oil, was it? I think that's what needs reporting, does it? Was the water bumpy?
Yeah, it was a yes.
Tell you what. There we go.
I reckon Jack should do the Cymru on Saturday.
I think you should. the midges are bad in the Highlands too. That's where Liv is as well. It was a bit windy, says Ian Wilson. It looked it, didn't it? Liv has put what a wonderful lady, and Tracy is. So there we go. Yeah. And Mickey, you got some praise for your singing there. We've got beautiful Mickey.
Beautiful Mickey.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and also we've got Mr. Luke. He's on holiday in Mallorca, watching in from Mallorca.
Very nice.
Great set of results against Ebbsfleet. Street. Looking forward to your commentary against Woken. Well, that's very nice. Well, hope not jealous at all. But when are we going to Mallorca?
On September.
Yeah, there we're gone. So we're going away.
Woo!
So, are we going to go on a boat there?
Yeah,
there we go.
A bit warmer and a bit nicer there.
We've got Titanic moment right there. Didn't go.
We're
going to go over the Britannic. Ken says, I would be seasick. Were you seasick?
I was a little bit sick when my queen back because my hand turned a little bit lime.
Oh, it turned a bit lime, did it? Yeah. Oh, you must have went green. The future of the pod, the Heat Army podcast. There we go.
Dad of the year, it goes too.
So there we go.
The social services number one wanted list.
Heat Army podcast on tour. Then I tell you what, I will broadcast live from Mallorca. We've got what's this? Missing school to go on holiday when they've had the whole 6 weeks. Boiler sports, when you get old enough and find out how much it is to go on holiday during the 6 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going out of school. Yeah. I don't know what.
Yeah.
Right. What a family show. Really fantastic. Do you want to say hello, Liv?
Hi.
Hi. You and little puppet. But on that note, as I say, would like to say once again, big thank you to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions and Patrick, of course. We're all decked down at Davies in the new strip there, wearing our podcast t-shirts, and we thank them for their support evermore. It's been really, really good. And also as well, you may have noticed on social media there is a talk-in happening next Thursday night, so the podcast won't be on next Thursday. We might move it to the Wednesday if we can. We have been asked if we wanted to broadcast live from it. Probably not the greatest thing to do, especially when I think
you've got Razor on.
Razor's hosting it. So I think what we'll do is we'll probably record some interviews there and things like that. So, and then we'll use it and put out like maybe a special show uploaded on Sunday or something like that. Or we'll use the stuff for the week later. But yeah, get yourselves along to that. And that is at the Gated Bowling Club, isn't it? I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get yourselves there, just near Gated Civic Centre.
£3 a ticket.
Yep. And as I say, go on the Gated Soul website, you'll see it all there. We've got here as well. Delight to see for Bales and his family, to see Bales having such a good game for Donny in the league. In League One Saturday. Yeah, great. Yeah. He's doing all right, he's starting every game, isn't he? So say much love for him there. Oh, apparently Poppy and T shout hi. Do you want to say hello, Poppy and T?
Hi.
Hi. he's I swear he's
man a few words.
Yeah, he is a man a few words, like his dad. Right. As I say, Davey, I don't know how long you can stay, but you can stay as long as you like. I know you've got that ring in your pocket burning a hole ready for
morning. Ah, the precious.
I'm just winding Davey up, but he has got his missus there on the island for the first time, and he's ditched her with his workmates to come in here and do the podcast with us. So that tells you what dedication he's got to his relationship. We come first. We come first. You the listeners come first. That's where it is. So yeah.
Don't get really funny.
Oh, what?
And no one was on the boat. The man told me when it was only was the boat, told me a walrus kissing it, the boat.
He was a walrus kissing the boat?
Yeah.
Oh.
sounds like me in the bath.
We had puffins last week, and this week we've got walruses kissing the boat. Davey, we've let him off with out doing the wildlife corner this week. But next week, Davey, I want wildlife.
Absolutely.
And do your own little vlog. And yes, he's fully involved. He's been talking, telling me about everything. Oh, yeah. Fine. He's got a little fan club here. If we can get some likes and highs, put a Jack in the chat for Jack. We'll see how many we can get. Look at him, he's buzzing. So, yeah, we've got a little Jack here.
What's Jack's prediction for Saturday? What's he thinking?
What do you think's going to happen to Gated on Saturday? What's your prediction?
Win the goal.
They're going to win a goal. Oh, just by one.
A million.
A million. Get in. You heard it here first. Look, Jack, this little Jack fan club. Look at all these Jacks. There's loads.
Brilliant. Well done, everyone. That is fantastic. Yeah, well done. That was phenomenal.
If we can sort it with Uncle Bernard, would it be a mascot?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Also, as well, you may see little Adam Campbell here. My wife had a genius idea. You know how we did hats last year and stuff like that? She's on about Dinanga Bears, a little bear with a Gated strip on. That could be the Heat Army merchandise going into the winter and a hat.
Yeah.
Keep her busy.
Keep her busy.
She's busy at the minute. So there. Oh, what you got there? Is that wine? Yeah, I thought it was. You've plied your missus with wine. I've already mine's plied with wine. Mickey, why hasn't Trina got any wine?
Because she's at the
house. Oh, she's at the house. Well, there we go. Look, Jack, there's still loads of messages coming in for you there. There we go.
Trina drinks special brew anyway.
Oh, well, she looks like in the cafe. All right. Are you getting you going to jump on there?
Yeah. Classy.
Right. Obviously, there's two games coming up this weekend. We've got the game on Saturday. If you are going to be unable to attend, of course, it will be if you're living in abroad, that is. You can watch the game on National League TV streaming service, or you can join us live and listen to me and Mark as we bring you every kick from kickoff, in this game against Woking. And what a game it should be. Woking haven't had the best of starts. Still early days. But what a tough team they are going to be. They always are. It's always been a tough encounter. Yeah. With Woking. Even going back to the days when I first started watching, when Clive Walker was still roaming around the midfield for them. And
good team. One of the best we saw at the stadium last year, if you remember. Yeah. They thumped us 4-1, didn't they, early on? We didn't touch them that game.
Oh, hang on, sorry. Yeah. Someone's really trying to put a cat amongst the pigeons here. Jack. Should you keep chocolate in the fridge or in the cupboard?
Probably in the fridge.
That's it. That's my boy.
He's been infected by your bad behaviour.
Jack, you can sleep in the house tonight. Right. Back for mascot on Saturday. I don't know if we'll be able to do it this Saturday, but we'll try and listen on the ferry, says Ian Wilson. 4-0 to the Heat. We've got predictions coming in for Saturday.
Who
well.
Said 4-0?
It was Ken Webster. Trina said she doesn't drink wine. Yes, please, from the Dananga fan club, and I'm gonna have to get the wife on it. There we go. Need a teddy bear safe to Mark Stendanga. So there we go. And goal difference will be great, thanks to Jack. Yeah, that million goal prediction.
That's a point.
Hang on, Jack, just before, I can see you're going to get up there. Have you got a joke for everybody? Go on, say it. Why did the toilet roll not cross the road?
Because it got stuck in the flack.
Yeah, we do. On that note,
that's not bad. That one is better than any of yours, mate.
hang on. Right, on that note, follow us on social media. And then there was two. Mickey, he's had to go and propose, but he did say he wasn't going to be. Oh, he's got a new toy, a mini. Prediction still coming in. We've got 3-1 here from Liv. We've got 3-1 from Jay as well. We've got Ian Barron. I think he's a Darlington fan, actually, isn't he? He's joined us. Good evening, everybody watching. Hope you're all well. Had a great day and have a leg. As normal member, Stephen Holbrook, who played for the game. Sorry, that's... As normal, who remembers Stephen Holbrook, who played for Gateshead in the 80s? Can you remember him, Miggy?
Yeah, I certainly can.
Yeah, and
I've talked about 80s today. It's to the day it was Gateshead win 2-0 on this day. Keith McNall scored two goals away to Witten, and I have been talking to Barry Stimson and Paul Doolan. And to see it, I'm a fanboy of Paul Doolan and Barry Stimson, is putting it lightly. And it was great having the chat with them, and I'd like to thank them, especially if Doolan's listening. And it was absolutely fabulous to have a trip down memory lane with them too today. Absolutely fantastic.
Getting to have a chin wag with a hero, it's not bad, is it?
Oh, two heroes.
Yeah, fantastic. And hang on one second, Jack. I know you've got fame hungry, haven't you? What is it now?
When you were why is the Puffer Donkey? Why was a Lambo in it?
A Lambo? Mm-hmm. I've got no idea. Have you been smoking crack? Apparently there was a Lambo knocking about. Stephen Holbrook is my stepdad. Oh, fantastic stuff. Wow. To reach out, we might try and get him on. Mickey can interview him because you would have seen him play. We've got more.
It's a long time ago since Stephen Holbrook was playing for what?
4-0 to Gated. Just for me, Jack got my prediction for millions of goals. Trina's going 3-1. Mickey, can we say Cowie? Can you say Cooey? What's that? What's
can
that
you say Cooey?
Well, there you go. But remember, two games. Say Mickey, the old foe. Of course, we lost it at Wembley. Always a tough place to go to. And, well, you talk bogey sides. This side certainly is the bogey side. We've got to try and get past them. You know, can we do it this time?
Well, it depends what happens. Let's go with Saturday first. I know they haven't started well, but these are a really good side.
They are.
I've been watching the highlights today. And they're going to swing the ball right under the crossbar. They've already got one centre half who's on two goals for the season. They've got some dangerous players, and it'll be a tough game. Yeah, the score goes, but the concede as well. So let's hope on Saturday. I think people are saying 3-1, 4-1, 4-0. I'd take a scrappy 2-1 or even a 1s each, to be honest. Yeah,
definitely.
As regards to all four Halifax, wow.
I mean, we've been blessed with, you know, goals about the plenty at the moment. Hang on, Jack. But, you know, and it's free flowing at the moment. If that continues over the next two games, then absolutely fantastic. But for me, Hooker by Crook, play our brand of football. If, you know, that's the way we've got to play our brand. That's the way we're set out for the season. But get through these games. If you win by 1-0 or 2-1, a win's a win at this point. Let's just get ourselves embedded in the top half and keep ourselves there still, you know. That's
exactly. I mean, the Shire's never an easy place, is it?
No.
At the best of times. I mean, I've seen we come close to winning there. I think the best we've got, I think I've seen the threes each draw. We're 3-1 down at the time.
Yeah. I mean, someone's actually made a good thing here. Jesse Debray, who's linked to a big move in the summer. He's left Harrogate. He still hasn't got a club yet.
I can't understand that.
Very strange. I don't know if he's failed a medical or whatever, but, you know, he was looked like nailed. Oh, thank you for the kiss. But he was nailed on for going to Barnsley, it looked like, didn't it? But as someone said, we should have got Luke on. I thought we would have, but maybe get him on after the game, post match. Obviously, I think we might be able to do a Tuesday podcast because we've got the Thursday is the talking, so that might play in. But we'll see how everyone's calendars match up and if we can do that. Someone's got, would you take Debra? I think he's destined for the Football League myself. It would be a hell of a coup for any club in this league to entice him back to the National League, in my view.
I think the only ones you're looking, I would say Oldham and Chesterfield have probably got the money to get him.
Yeah.
I would love him.
Yeah.
I think he's a really good defender. I would take him in a heartbeat, me, but whether our budget stretches that far is another matter.
Oh, you want to tell Mickey something?
Gator will always win.
Gator, that's it. That's what I like. I like that. Good boy. High five. Hey, don't get used to this, though. You've got to be in bed next week. I'm not having you taking my fame.
I've already got used to it.
You've already got used to it, have you? Oh, no. Watch out for the Jack podcast coming soon. Sophia's already crying. Lots of predictions coming in here. We've got 1-1 against Woking, 2-1 against Halifax. That wouldn't be a bad set of results. But
it wouldn't be. I would take 4 points now.
Yeah.
If offered.
Definitely. But the win coming against Halifax. I'd like to get a win against Halifax.
I just put it to bed once and for all. But there's just something. I mean, I'm going to Halifax, and I'll be at the ground, and I don't think I'll actually believe we've actually won unless it actually happens.
Yeah,
and then I'll be checking the scoreboard to see if it's bust.
I've got to say, Trina, put the special brew down. Have you seen that 4-0 at the Heat on Monday? Oh, she's on her fourth can. She must be.
Trina won't be on her fourth can. Fifth.
Hang on, shortly.
They're more cool football.
They are, aren't they? There we go. I tell you what, he's chipping in with some good stuff. hope everyone doesn't mind him chipping in. He's really happy sitting here. We've got I wish I was used to the fame, says Mr. Luke. We've got Johnny Greatest. But thanks to the foundation for the events over the summer, my girls. Love the pop-up this week. Carl, Rusty and Carly from the ladies team taking sessions. My littlest fancied herself as a future GFC number one. Well, that's amazing. And we're hoping, I was speaking to Steve Thornton from the foundation, and we're looking to get him on or someone on from the foundation to talk more about it, because what they've done this summer has been absolutely fantastic. And if you don't follow the foundation on social media, please do, because I mean, we could share the pictures, but I don't want to because it's other people's children and things like that. And, it's not right sharing it. But the events themselves look like they've been a massive success. And the turnout has been just great. And, the club putting themselves out there in the community so entrenched this summer, especially when we've lost the leisure centre, we've lost things like that. The club stepping up and the foundation stepping up to the mark has been it's been heartwarming as a Gated fan to see our club out there doing their bit. We've got another prediction. She's got a draw at Halifax would be a good score, but staying positive. We've got here, well, this is the old fabled question. Question is, there any plans for Gated moving into a new ground in the future? What I would say is there's probably always hope. I don't think there's anything concrete in place. We live in hope, but don't count your chickens.
Yeah.
It's a diplomatic
way. Even hold your breath.
Yeah. When will Ollie and Whelan be back? Hopefully back in contention this week. They're back in training, aren't they? So you would hope maybe on the bench, get them back in there.
I think so.
Someone's got, what's the tape about? Well, it was just a play on words. I was making a thumbnail and I seen it in 80s tape. And I thought, tale of the tape of what the weekend has been. Or the last week, should I say. We've got here, David Vickers. If we do get a place in the playoffs this season, I'll be truthfully honest, that will be a big opportunity to build on the team's success. My prediction is Gator will get to the playoffs. It'll be a great experience for the club. Well, I just think as long as we're, for me, I don't want to be negative, but as long as we're nowhere near the relegation zone, I'd just like a comfortable season. But if we've got the excitement of flirting with the playoffs, all the better for it, if you ask me. Patrick Story's put 2-2 and 0-0. That must be for the weekends this month. How's the puffing? You've missed it. He's out to sea. He's went out. He's got to wait. And Davey said Alvida saying to that puffing, and out it went. To see, and that's where it's going to be for the next 3 years. Thoughts on Chadwick playing for Stockport County midweek?
He's allowed to, isn't he? So
that's just the way it is. If you had a player on loan from Newcastle, they could play in the Northumberland Senior Cup in the under-21s. So that's just that's just the rules it is. If we had a player loaned out to Dunstan or whatever, we could play them in our Durham Cup
in a Durham Challenge Cup, couldn't we? So
yeah, definitely. Oh, lovely cuddles, Jack. Lovely cuddles. We've got more messages coming in. 2-1 to us on Saturday after being bullied by the refs. Oh wait, keep positive. 1-0 to us on Monday. Scrappy as anything. Our aim has to be playoffs, just to stay focused, definitely into the final 15. Progression is what we want. But of course, this is a very ambitious side, a side that we've seen can score goals. So if they can carry it on, it's a long slog this season. If we can stay fit, then anything is possible. Oh, Mickey, you've been called out on it. It's been like this for about a year. Someone's smoke alarm needs a new battery.
Well, mine hasn't gone off.
Neither's mine, unless it's Jack squeaking. Mickey's did used to go off. I haven't heard it. But there we go. Our aim is mid-table. They're 1-0 against us, to us against Halifax. They're all coming in. But yeah, it's been a very, very productive show. Also as well, I know I said the other week that I'd be getting a lot of the missing audio episodes up. We weren't able to do that because I had to delete room on StreamYard of previous broadcasts. So I lost a couple of them. But the last one is up and this one will be up tonight. I do promise, because I know a lot of people do listen to the audio ones when they're out and about with their earphones in. So we do apologise for that. But also as well, on Saturday, last Saturday, there was a problem with the commentary on Facebook. For whatever reason, it just wouldn't go out and play on Facebook. So the commentary now going forward, so we know it works in one place, is going to be only on YouTube. So follow the links. We'll be posting the links all over Facebook and Twitter in the build-up to the weekend. So if you're not already subscribed to us here, that would be amazing. Hit the like button as well. Hit the bell so you get a notification when we are going. You want to hit the bell? You can't hit the bell on this bit. But yeah, as I say, we'd like do that. Any news on Bahani being back? Not as yet. I don't know if he's actually well, someone's put here 2-3 weeks for Bahani, I think. So yeah, you gotta think
he's got something on something to do with his chest.
It was big players to come back, Mickey. So yeah. it's all very, very positive on that front. Right, just having a little look through. It's still time to get your predictions in. We've got about 10 minutes remaining. Anything else that anyone would like to say? But we are going to go on to the ladies now. Mickey, first competitive action last weekend, away to Anik in the Cup. Not a great day at the office.
Not at all. I think it's safe to say you could see they played two levels higher. They were the better team throughout, much better team.
Yeah.
Sadly. We didn't have a full strength squad, to be fair to the lasses, but I mean, it was a heavy defeat and Anik were worth every single bit of it, sadly.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to hold your hands up, and you know, team you're playing, often much better.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, hold my hands up. Well, the better team. It was disappointing. I didn't expect us to win, if I'm being completely honest, but I thought maybe the second half would put more of a fight up. I mean, but they're just wow. They were stronger. It was a shame. It was. That's it.
It is yours. It is. It's someone saying, yeah, I hear you. Someone saying it is.
I've just heard it twice now. Yeah. So,
look at that. You don't get, you see, from smoke alarms to puffins, it's just, this is the podcast where you get it all. You get it all.
I mean, I think they've got another friendly on Sunday. I haven't had it confirmed yet at home. I just, it's a lesson for them. They've got to learn from it. And, I think it was a bit of a wake-up call for a few people as well.
Sometimes not a bad thing. Sometimes not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all. And I mean, I don't want to be too harsh on the lasses because, like I say, the pitch was massive as well. You think our pitches are the same. You stand on the 4G at the Gator Stadium and you were to stand on Anik's pitch, it just looked huge.
Yeah.
And they were at home and like you see, you just got to hold your hands up to the better side. Like I say, a few people learned a lesson about how hard it is going up them levels.
Is the next game a league game?
No, the next one's just a friendly. Then they've got Chesley Street and the opening day. The league season,
yeah.
I think it's Chesley Street United we're playing.
Oh, all right.
Hopefully, I mean, we've got some lasses who have been injured, and we've got some players who've been away. And Jess has got to come up from Brighton, who's back up for uni. And it'll be an exciting front three of Amy Richardson, Jess and Crid, as well as Liv Black. So there's some good attacking options to come into that team as well. And defensive areas will get strengthened when players come back off holiday in the midfield. So it's
are they playing this Sunday, Mickey? We've got someone asking who they're playing this Sunday.
I haven't had it confirmed, but I think we might be playing West of Hope at home on Sunday.
All right. So keep an eye on social media for that, on GFC Ladies, on all social media. The social media is absolutely fantastic on there. It's been up to, do you know the name of the lad that's doing it there?
Brandon.
Brandon, he's doing a sterling job. There's a lot more out there, a lot more coverage.
Unfortunately, coverage. Brandon's leaving soon.
Is he? Oh, well, short lived. Well done, Brandon. We've got a message here about are we covering a game on Monday? No, I'm going away on Sunday night for a early wedding anniversary with my wife. 5 years of being trapped.
Wedding bliss.
She
was behind you when you said trapped, by the way.
I know, that's why I said I can see you now on the camera. Also, it's got, where do they play again? I'll go down. They play on the 3G pitches behind gates.
They're on the 4G pitches behind the stadium. You just walk through the car parks.
And Anik Ladies played some good, fantastic passing football.
Stuart was there.
So hang on, what someone saying? She's behind you. I know. She's always behind us. I kind of get away from her. And Jay is back from the chippy. I can't believe you left during the show to go to the chippy. Disgusting, Jay.
My father must have sent him.
I'm starving. There's a few more people are saying they can hear the smoke alarm now, Mickey.
I'll have to get a ladder and get up and get the battery changed. It's starting to take my head in, to be fair.
I'd like to see you do a run and jump and try and get it, you know, just show off your athleticism.
Give us 2 seconds.
Oh, no, that does joke.
I'm not going to run and jump.
Well, while Mickey goes there, once again, big thank you to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions. If you'd like to follow them online as well, we have tagged them in a few of our...
the kitchen door.
So there we go. I'm behind there. So, and Patrick as well for there. And while you're at it, subscribe. And also as well, there's only a few days left, 3 days left of the Edinburgh Fringe, but Gav Webster is having a fantastic time up there. There is some tickets available. He's had a lot of sellouts. So if you're in the Edinburgh area tomorrow or the day after, or even the day after that, get yourself along, go and see Gav, one of the top comedians in the country, and you will see a great show. And as I say, Gav, big Gated fan as well. So, do that. Liv Wallen has put, it's all a learning curve. They will bounce back. They certainly
exactly
will.
Exactly, Liv.
Sometimes you've just got it. You've got to take one of them type of defeats to kick you on. It happened to us the promotion season. We needed that little kick in the teeth, as it were, just to refocus. But it's still early days. It's still the pre-season. They were playing a team from the division above.
Well, two leagues above them.
Two leagues above.
Is it Anik played at St James's Park, wasn't it? So
yeah, well, people are going for, you see, what would you rather? Someone posed the question, what would you rather, third round of the FA Cup or trophy final? Third round of the Cup. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna be greedy and say both. Get the money.
Depends where we're going, the FA Cup.
What you drew here? You drew a picture. What's that? Is that us on the podcast? Mm-hmm. Oh, Jack's drew a picture of us on the podcast. So there we are.
Fantastic.
Look at that. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. There we go.
And look at the bottom.
Oh, look at the bottom. You put hearts there as well, have you?
I'm not.
Ozzy kicking the football. That's love, loads of hearts for love. Thank you, Jack. I'll keep that.
You do realize, Jack, when you get to 18, this video is going to be played at your birthday party.
Yeah, I don't know if Ben Allison's got the question right, but he's put, when is the FA Trophy final? It will be in May. We're not there yet. Well said, both says Liv. And she's put new logo by Jack. And 1 second. Oh, there's another question. Yeah, would you rather see Adam Campbell or Owen come back or Owen Bailey?
There's a question.
It is a question, isn't it? I'd love to see both lads back in the Gated Shirt at some point. Always did us well, didn't they? And look, there we go. Look, wow, well done, Jack.
Look at the face.
I know.
That face is worth the picture of a loan.
I know. Some boy you want. Yeah.
Wait until he's 18, he'd have a horrified look on his face.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've got loads of stuff. We've got art with Jack. There we go. And someone's saying Campbell. Well, we're going to wrap it up there. As I say, I hope you didn't mind Jack sitting in there. What it is, that Elaine's got a couple of friends around and he's staying up because there's a couple of kids here. So apologies about that. I hope no one minded. He was good value. But Jack, do you want to say goodbye quickly?
Bye.
Bye, Jack.
There we go. So a big thank you to Jack for being part of it. Thank you to Davey as well. Hopefully the proposals went well.
I hope that's live in the house.
Be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. To Mrs. the future Mrs. Steele, Davey is about to get down on bended knee if you're watching this now. Look at him. He's waiting to get down. He was going to do it in France, but he left the ring at home. Right. I'm only joking. I'm just winding up. My Forts Gate said, aim for another FA Trophy final. We did so well last season in the FA Trophy. Forts, aim for a playoff and another FA Trophy final, but I'm putting pressure on myself. Well, I wouldn't say no. And there we go.
Got to be honest.
Yeah, another great show. Jack added to the show. Well, Jack, I think people like you. And Mickey, I want you to sing Happy Birthday on my birthday. When is Jay's birthday?
October the 16th.
Well, there we go. That's getting pretty close towards the 400th show as well. So there we go. And we're going to have plans for that. But say, fab podcast. People have put nice things there. Look at that, Jack. There's another person there. But look, great to have Jack join you tonight. There we go. So, have you enjoyed podcasting?
Yeah!
Yeah, there we go. Are you going to go to bed in a minute?
No.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to have to turn the camera off before you see a toddler absolutely dominate me and I kind of get him up the stairs. But ladies and gentlemen, big thank you. Thank you to the sponsors as ever and partners. Mickey, as ever, been a great, great night. I hope everyone enjoyed the quiz as well. We'll be back with full match commentary on Saturday, Gated versus Woking. So if you join us, if you're unable to get to the game, but get there. This should be an absolute corker. It always is. And on that note, there's only one left thing to do, and that's say goodbye. And before you go, why not drop a subscribe? See you later, everybody. Bye.
See you later.